So we have a diagnosis of the situation, a possible solution which the bishops advanced, and now a deeply complex and rather conflicted situation. The adjournment gives us at least a chance of lowering temperatures and explaining ourselves to each other. The communication of the bishops' decision was not ideal, it could be said, and some of the reaction has been based on flawed communication. But not all. The questions are real enough. And it's in light of all that that I want to say that I do not at the moment feel I want to resist the adjournment. I would like to hear a long debate on this, but that's where I stand at the moment. But, and it's a large but, I would want to say to them, the adjournment is not a panacea, nor should it be seen as a squaring off to the House of Bishops. It should be seen as an opportunity. And although it may sound a little over-optimistic to say so, I hope we can say that an adjournment might be good for us, if that's what we decide. There might be an opportunity to do something better. I don't myself feel convinced that we were wrong in the wording we selected, but that's clearly a conviction that has now to be tested and discussed. So, if Synod is minded to go with the adjournment, it will need, I believe, to commit itself to helping the bishops in the task that is ahead of them. There's no point in crafting an extremely complicated compromise that doesn't work, or works best for those we are least eager to accommodate. The bishops are not infallible, but the bishops do have a responsibility